for loan with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, March 5th, 2015. Today marks the 52nd anniversary of a shattering event in the history of American music. 2 days earlier, on March 3, 1963, Patsy Cline was one of a dozen or more artists who had performed at a benefit in Kansas City, Kansas, for the family of disc jockey Cactus Jack Call, who had died in an automobile crash a little over a month earlier. Among the other performers in the show were George Jones, Dottie West, the Clinch Mountain Boys, Cowboy Copas, and Hawkshaw Hawkins. Patsy was ill with the flu, but she gave three performances anyway, and all of them drew standing-room-only crowds. Her final song of the evening, I'll Sail My Ship Alone, led to a thunderous ovation. Patsy was unable to fly out on the day after the concert because the local airport was fogged in. Dottie West asked Patsy to ride back to Nashville in her car, but it was a 16-hour drive, and she turned the offer down, saying, "Oh, don't worry about me. When it's my time to go, it's my time." On the morning of March 5th, the weather had cleared, and Patsy called her mother to let her know she was about to leave. At the airport, she boarded a Piper PA-24 Comanche, a small four-seat plane. Fellow performers Copas and Hawkins were with her, as well as her manager, Randy Hughes, who piloted the plane and was Copas's son-in-law. They stopped once in Missouri to refuel and later landed in Dyersburg, Tennessee at 5 p.m. The manager of the airfield suggested that they stay the night because of high winds and rough weather, and even offered them free rooms and meals. But Hughes responded, "I've already come this far. We'll be there before you know it." The plane took off at 6:07 p.m. Hughes was not an instrument-rated pilot and attempted to use visual flight rules, but that proved impossible in the driving rain. Less than 15 minutes later, the plane went down in the woods outside Camden, Tennessee, about 90 miles from its destination in Nashville. Patsy Cline's recovered wristwatch had stopped at 6:20 p.m., and the wreckage was discovered at dawn the next morning. Everyone on board had died on impact. His voice filled with emotion, the announcer for WSM Radio in Nashville broke the terrible news to heartbroken millions across the nation. "This is the saddest news I have ever had to give you," he said. Tennessee Governor Frank Clement lamented the tragedy as a great personal loss, and the Tennessee legislature stood in silent tribute as several members openly wept. Patsy Cline has been the subject of innumerable honors and tributes. Plaques and memorials abound. Books, films, and stage plays continue to tell her story, and new generations of fans still flock to buy her recordings. In his 2003 book, Remembering Patsy, guitarist-producer Harold Bradley said that she set a new standard for being a country music vocalist and raised the bar so high that even now most women come to Nashville trying to copy her. And that, he said, will last forever. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 5th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.